Welcome back. You're listening to Horizons on Radio Kerry. Frances Rowland, thank you for joining us again this Sunday in Lent to help us consider the space we're in. This is the third Sunday of Lent. What would you suggest today?
I think Lent often feels like a long time for people. So I'm always conscious that we can start off with great gusto, and maybe we've got to the end of February and we've thought, oh yeah, I'm doing well on whatever it is I decided to do. Or maybe we're feeling, you know what, I'll do it next year. One thing I would say for myself always is start and start again. There is something about our God who creates the world continuously, the God who lets the sun rise every morning and it goes to sleep every night. So it's begin again. Begin again, as our famous Kerry poet said.
So many things in our lives, we begin again every single day. Even the laundry, even the washing. There's no end to it, Frances.
There is no end, Mary. But I think beginning again is a real gift. And I think for me, there is that sense in Lent of being reminded that with God, I begin again every day. That I begin with, you know, what we used to talk about in school as a clean sheet. That God sees me anew all the time, not just every day, at every minute. God sees me with the love that is in God's heart. Whereas I perhaps am carrying all the baggage with me. So it's maybe letting go of some of that baggage. It's maybe remembering that the God who loves us is a God of kindness, a God of forgiveness, a God of peace, a God who desires our good. So even as we think about what we're doing for Lent, and I want to particularly focus on one thing this week, it's about how can I best live this life that God gives me, because actually God wants me to enjoy it even more.
That's something people don't associate with Lent, enjoyment.
Yeah, you see, I'm not a parent, Mary, but I think of the parents I know, both my own parents, but I see my siblings, friends and all that. You always want the best for your kids. You always want that they will enjoy life more, that they'll experience the beauty of life more, that they'll have a greater sense of their own goodness and the goodness of people. So how much more would God want that for us? So for me, that sense of beginning is a recognition that first of all, we're loved by God. And then when you know yourself loved, sometimes then you realise, you know what, I really mucked up there. And therefore, I want to seek forgiveness. But the forgiveness comes after the love. I don't seek forgiveness because I'm a bad person. I seek forgiveness actually because I am so incredibly loved. We are so incredibly loved by God. And then I realize, God, I've failed. I've just been mean about your love. I've been petty. I've been small-minded. I've been unkind. I've been racist. I've been excluding other people. You know, it's that brings us into awareness of you love us. I don't always love one another. Help me love better.
That is lovely, Frances, especially in today's world.
Yeah, I think we need to stretch out our arms of love to one another, not just our own friends, our families, our neighbours, but to all those we meet in everyday life and throughout the world. So this week, maybe it's focusing our prayer on all those who need the support and love and care of God. In our prayer, but we can do it in our actions here at home.
Thank you very much, Frances Rowland.
A Lenten Prayer. Gentle Jesus, be with us during these days of Lent. Help us to see your goodness and kindness in our family. Help us to love our family more and more. Help us to follow you, Jesus, in all we say and do. Amen.
Thank you very much for listening to me, Mary Fagan. Go to dioceseofkerry.ie to get all the information on the upcoming parish consultation meetings and to consider the questions. Just a thought for the coming week is from Mary Casey. Mass follows directly. Till this time, next Sunday morning, have a very good week.